Hello and welcome. This is the Dirty Tech Talk podcast, where we are here to teach you the dirty details of technology. I am Christine Schwab, your co-host, and I'm here to guide you through your technology journey, asking the dirty questions we all want to hear. With me today is Danny Mullen, our host and our expert on technology. So Danny, judging by that intro music, I believe you're telling me to back it up.
Why, yes, I am. That would be the true statement. I believe that will be our topic today.
I know. I'm excited. Today is actually the start of our Mobile Mastery Series. We're going to be talking about why do I need a backup? I can tell you that song made me want to back it up and do a little dance.
Oh yeah, dance baby, dance. Speaking of dancing, that brings a story to mind. What happens when you meet that cute guy on the dance floor and you start backing it up? And then your best girlfriend puts her high heel straight through your phone because it fell out of your dress. I mean, that's some serious backing up to make the phone fall out, but it's even worse when she spikes that high heel through it.
Oh, yikes.
I would definitely think that this is a good case and a great example of why you need to back up your phone. So, for example, that phone that you dropped on the floor was an iPhone. One of the reasons I do like iPhones over some of the other phones is because you can plug in and just do a full backup. So this wouldn't be a worry, especially since while you're backing it up in the club, you met a cute guy. Chances are he's got a stack of phones somewhere at his house to give you one. Pretty much all you need to do is take that phone from him, plug it into your computer, and you'll be off and running and hopefully not too mad at your best girlfriend anymore. Besides, the only thing that you do need to make sure you have is a piece of paper, because you're not going to be entering his number in your phone tonight. I suggest you plan a different way.
Well, I want to tell you thank you for giving me a phone last night, Danny.
You're welcome. Me. You're welcome.
For all of our audience out there that might not know, let's get a little technical and go on ahead and let's define what a backup is.
So a backup would be, it refers to the physical copying of physical or virtual files to a secondary site in case of disaster or equipment failure. The other thing that it can also generally be referred to is a snapshot in time. So you're taking a snapshot of what something looks like today, and you're preserving it in time for future use or in case you lose the original item. Lastly, data that's considered vulnerable is what you should be backing up. So you want to back up, you know, those files like wills or divorce decrees or, you know, birth certificates, those things as much as possible. Really, you want to store them in a separate location, some of them, but some of them you just need a backup. And then the other thing, the interesting fact for today was the first known use of backup was in 1910. And I find that actually interesting because it was way before computers. I take it has a little bit of a different meaning, but it's still important and it's still something that's been around for a long time.
A backup is when you can copy and save information in your device, where if you were to replace the device, you would have that information available. Okay, when we're talking all about backups, are there different types of backups that we need to be thinking about and possibly using?
Yes, there is. The primary two types of backups, and our later episodes of Dirty Tech Talk are going to be covering in detail several of the different backup methods. But in general, the first one is a full backup. In many cases, and definitely with an Apple device, any iOS device, what you can do is you can actually take that device and plug it into a computer and have iTunes, which is Apple's software. And what iTunes will do for you is it will actually take and store a copy of your phone, a full copy, the whole thing, settings, everything. It'll store it on that computer. And it does such a good job that this phone you lost with your best girlfriend, you'd be able to come in, just plug it in a computer, and you would have your phone back instantly. And, well, I say instantly, take 3 to 5 minutes, but I consider that pretty instantly compared to other things.
It definitely, instead of having to go and, you know, plug all the different numbers back in, hoping that you remember everything and have all the different apps and details.
That's correct. And, okay. And that brings up the second type of backup, because you talked about details. The second type would be more of a detail-oriented backup. It'd be you would back up contacts only, or photos only, or app data only. App data being just, in general, data that's generated by the applications you use. So, by doing just the contacts or the photos or the app data, you really break it up. And in some cases, some people don't use their devices really for, I'd say, mission-critical things. Some people don't even have contacts. I mean, some people, the only person they call on their phone is their mom, their grandmother, and their boyfriend. You know, for 3 phone numbers, you really don't need too much of a backup. You just kind of wing it.
I think you can remember those.
That's correct. Okay. You probably have them written down somewhere. And unless they live out of state, chances are, see them the next day and say, by the way, what's your phone number?
Right.
So, I mean, it's pretty easy. But other things, you know, photos is probably going to be your biggest one. You can't recover. So I guess a question for you, who's responsible for backups?
Well, that's a good one, because I've honestly just known that your provider can provide a backup for you, like my Verizon can provide a backup.
Well, unfortunately, I think you're sadly mistaken there. I do think this is a common mistake many people make. I spoke with somebody whose phone did have a problem, and they said, oh yeah, I went down to the AT&T store, but they couldn't get all my stuff. And my answer was, well, of course not. That's not their job. I know you pay them a lot of money, but...
I do pay them a lot of money. I'm wondering what my $200 bill is for.
It's so you can contact me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's it.
So, with all of this, this brings us to our main topics. Danny, you're going to be presenting 6 reasons to our audience why we should back up our device.
That's correct. I'd like to talk, and I primarily want to remind everyone and say, what I really want to teach is, I want to teach the how. I mean, I'm sorry, the why. I want to teach people the why prior to knowing the how. What I find is too often people don't understand why something is critical or why something should be done. And in some cases, they don't even understand why they're clicking the button they're clicking. They just know somebody told them to click it. So I really want to teach the why before I teach the how. That way, our audience doesn't feel like they're just clicking buttons, following motions. I want them to understand.
I'm guilty for that. When my phone shows up and says, click here, I'm the first to do that. So I would definitely see a personal direction if I knew why I was doing that and what I just did instead of just hitting a button. So let's start with our first one. So our first out of the 6 reasons to back up is?
It would be total loss. Just like the story from earlier, that phone is not recoverable. I mean, the heel went straight through the circuit board. I mean, she's lucky the battery didn't burn up her shoe. I mean, I thought that would have been funny, but, you know, hey.
Hey, we had something like that recently, right? Batteries burning up, blowing up phones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was something about that in the news recently. You really want to do total loss backup as much as possible. Again, unless you just don't have mission-critical things. And it's not that hard having the Apple device. For some of the other devices, it may be a little more difficult, and I don't know if it can fully be done like it can on an Apple, but you should examine that and see if it can.
Okay, so then what would be our second reason we need to back up?
Well, some things can't be replicated. Taking pictures at your child's dance recital, and you snap a bunch of photos, and she's in her pretty costume and dancing away. You got a video. Tiny Bubbles is playing. Tiny Bubbles in the wine. They used to play that every year at the dance recital my sister went to. Every year. I think I knew that song by heart.
Were you dancing it too?
No.
Darn. Y'all would want to see that.
Right, yes. That was the child's dance recital, and you can't replicate that. I mean, sure, you could get your daughter back on stage in her costume, but it's not the same. So it'd be very difficult to take those pictures again. Another one would be a romantic picture at sunset on your honeymoon. Certainly, that'd be a little bit hard to replicate. So you wouldn't want to lose those photos. Again, you can revisit those places, but you can't really take the picture again. And then, of course, the last one and my favorite was lost contacts. You know, you store those contacts away. And, for example, when I meet somebody in the club the other night, this girl, Jenny, gave me her phone number. It was something like 867-5309. I mean, it's a very memorable number, but I mean, if I didn't have it on my phone, I would forget it.
Danny? Well, it's a good thing anyway, because that's not a valid number.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Jenny didn't give you a good number.
Well, she said she did. I bet her name wasn't even Jenny.
Probably not.
Man, I fell for it.
Most people do. Most people do. So, basically what you're saying with the contacts is if you don't have all of them memorized, you're not going to be able to contact any of them back if you lose your phone.
That's correct. And of course, you know, unlike Jenny, who gave me a bad phone number, or her name was probably Susie, you know, the reality is that if somebody gives you their phone number and you lose it, you can't call them to get it. So it's a little bit difficult to...
That would be a difficult task. You're right. Okay, what is our third reason to back up?
Accessibility. So sometimes backups are not just for data loss. There are some, you know, a little bit for maybe you could call it relocation or for accessibility reasons. Let's say, for example, you go on a European vacation and you don't want to take your primary phone because you're afraid the customs agents in this foreign country are going to root through it and go through all your data. Then you might leave your phone at home, but when you get to your destination, you need something that was on it. Well, if your data was backed up to one of the many cloud services or, you know, some other service like that, what that would allow you to do is even while you're sitting in your fancy hotel, sipping on your wine, sunbathing on the Mediterranean Sea, whatever you're doing, you would be able to pull out, go to a local internet cafe, log in, and retrieve that information because it would be accessible via a different method than your physical phone. And, you know, there could be a time, again, this would be more for mission people who use their phones and their devices for more mission-critical stuff. Chances are, you know, you're not going to be on the beach sipping on your margarita and have somebody call and ask, what's grandma's number? But, you know, it could happen.
It could. It could. What else do you think accessibility can provide to our audience?
Well, another thing, too, would be organization on a larger screen.
So not straining our eyes on a little bitty phone trying to pick out.
Correct. By having the data accessible in a different location would allow you to use a full screen and a full keyboard, you know, 27-inch iMac or something to type up your notes, maybe look at those photos. You know, they look a little better on the big iMac versus the phone.
Perfect. What's number four?
Well, it'd just be a raw phone defect. Back to what we talked about, the news stories and batteries burning up. Samsung had a big problem with batteries and phones just spontaneously combusting. Well, that's something that's not even your fault. You couldn't predict it. You couldn't plan it. Realistically, you could have kept it in a super secret lockbox, protected from everything, but not itself. And so therefore, you know, some things you can't protect against. So therefore, you really want to have those backups. The other thing could be just a raw memory failure. So, you know, these chips are not perfect. The silicone inside of the memory devices themselves, they more just go defective. So the bits and bytes don't line up, and all of a sudden, your phone is kaput, just black screen. Nothing happens. So you definitely wouldn't want to have that happen to you without a backup.
We've gone through 4 out of the 6 reasons that you want to educate our audience on the reason to back up. I'm going to go through these 4 real quick. Our first one, total loss, meaning that it's a complete loss. You don't ever have that phone again. Number 2, some things can't be replicated. Pictures, phone numbers, special dates, honeymoons. Number 3, accessibility, meaning that you can access this anywhere and have all your information as if you had your phone. And number 4, just a total defect, something that we as a consumer cannot help. We can't protect. We can't actually anticipate that that phone or that memory is going to go off. What's our 5th reason, Danny?
It would be either virus or spyware corruption. So often people do think that you can't get a virus on your phone, but you really can. And it may not be specifically a virus like we think of a computer virus. But what I saw happen, one of my friends had a web link, and the web link for some reason would just open up the browser, and it would open up 18 copies of the browser and go to all these random websites. I think he was looking for something a little dirty, if you ask me, but he claims he wasn't. However, it is something that happens. And when those things happen, sometimes they can corrupt other information on your phone, and you have to be careful. So remember, if you didn't have a backup, then let's say it corrupted some of those photos. Well, maybe they're not viewable. Or maybe if they are viewable and you share them with Granny, no telling what might pop up. Certainly, probably something that your grandmother doesn't want to see. So therefore, you know, and you don't want her to open up this photo and it some kind of way redirect her to a website. So I would definitely suggest backing it up. And then if you had a corruption event, then you would be able to restore your data from a known good point.
Okay. And what is number 6? What do you feel our audience needs to have in order to back up, or reason to back up?
I would say just raw peace of mind.
I like that. I like that.
Peace of mind. So there's a saying out there. You never really know how much something means to you until it's gone.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's correct. And I'm kind of a little bent out of shape over this Jenny girl, because, I mean, after all, I think she's gone and I probably won't be contacting her.
I do apologize for that, but I think you have bigger and better things coming your way than Jenny. Let's keep going.
I don't know. You never know. But second, you know, with that peace of mind, remember, these things are all simple to do. And further episodes of the podcast, we're going to teach you those things. We're going to teach you how to back up those photos with ease. We're going to teach you how to save those contacts. That'll be in a future episodes of Dirty Tech Talk. Once you have that information, and once you're aware of that, what it will allow you to do is it will allow you to, your backups to be simple, and it will allow you to form a habit. And the habit, by forming the habit, you'll always do it, and you'll always have those backups. The other thing we're working on, and we'll have published shortly, is going to be a backup checklist. A backup checklist will be a tool that will allow you to start forming that habit, because you'll follow that checklist and you'll know what you have to do. So you would just simply print out the checklist, put it someplace in a visible spot, and just follow it once a week, once a day, whatever frequency you're comfortable with to get that peace of mind. We can get that backup checklist by going to dirtytechtalk.net/backup. It'll be available soon. And it'll be in the show notes if you forget the link.
Well, that's exciting. I am the type of person, just to let our audience know, I love checklists. I love having them next to me. I like seeing them. It makes me feel like I accomplished something. So that a backup checklist is extremely exciting. That means I'm going to be able to have a tool and actually be able to do a backup without having to call Danny.
That's correct. Although, you know, you almost weren't able to call me, but thankfully you had a sheet of paper.
Thankfully, I had you on my refrigerator because you're my, yes, you're that one contact that I did actually write down because you decided to give me the correct number. Danny, again, please, will you tell our audience how, if they have any questions, to get a hold of us? You and I, Danny Mullen and Christine Schwab, how can they get a hold of us to help them with any questions they may have?
Well, it's easy. Just browse on over to dirtytechtalk.net would be the first way. From there, the other way would be you can email us. Simply danny@dirtytechtalk.net or christine@dirtytechtalk.net. You can reach either one of us. Send us any questions you have. In addition, if you want to look at the show notes for this particular episode, you go to dirtytechtalk.net/003 for episode 3. And you should be able to find everything you need there.
That's fantastic. So episode 3, show notes found at dirtytechtalk.net/003. Perfect. So that list is going to be there for us.
That's correct.
That's amazing. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us today. I look forward to talking to you again next week on Dirty Tech Talk, where we are going to be teaching you how to keep track of your photos, those important little snapshots and memories of your life. Like I said, it's my pleasure, along with Danny Mullins, to have you here with us today, and thank you for joining us. So please join us next week on this podcast, Dirty Tech Talk, where we teach you the dirty details of technology that will build your confidence and allow you to compute happily.